Aerosmith, Walk This Way. Here in the mix on 90.7 WKGC FM and HD.
Here when you need us. And I'm Tom Hoots, and wow, is that an upbeat song to start the old Monday morning with. That's like, wow.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm sort of mad it wasn't the version with Run DMC.
Yeah. I was actually hoping that you'd coughed up the Run DMC version, because I actually do like that version.
It's what I get for, you know.
Yeah, well. Yeah. What can I tell you? It is Monday morning. That did get us going. We have two ladies here that are going to tell us all about veterans getting educated and getting tested and getting signed up before the 20th so they don't turn into pumpkins. And it's Susan Ramitas and Ashley Smith. Susan's with us here at Gulf Coast State College, and Ashley's with Emory Riddle.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ashley.
We're excited to be here to talk more about what we're doing on Tyndall Air Force Base. The main thing we want to say is we're open for business. Gulf Coast and Embry-Riddle and Troy University are all open and ready to serve our military population and veterans.
You're getting more military out there now? I mean, I see bits and pieces in the newspaper. It looks like there's more and more stuff going on out there now.
Yeah, we're definitely seeing an influx of new military personnel and starting to see some of our veterans come back, maybe utilize the services on the base and also coming by the education center.
Oh, excellent. So what do you do at the education center?
Well, we do a little bit of everything. At the education center, at my office at Embry-Riddle, we help students sign up for classes, and we also help them with their funding, as well as make sure that they are taken care of. You know, they've served their country, or they are serving, and now when they walk through our doors, we want to be able to serve them the best way that we can. I know that Suzanne does a lot of the same, and so does our Troy University partner as well.
Okay, Suzanne, what part does Gulf Coast State College play in that?
So Gulf Coast State College actually has we call it a testing center. So for competency-based exams, which is college equivalency, if you will, a student can test out of a exam. So we have offices. We test what's called Pearson View on Mondays out at Tyndall. And then we do CLEP and Dante's. Dante's is on Tuesdays, and CLEP is on Thursdays. If they go to our website, gulfcoast.edu/veterans, there's a lot of information out there for the testing, the services provided out at Tyndall, as well as main campus here at Gulf Coast.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. And when a veteran is going to Gulf Coast, they might be going to any one of the campuses, not just on base there at Tyndall?
Absolutely. So the nice thing is, out at Tyndall, we have an outreach campus out there for the active duty already assigned out at Tyndall. But then we also have specialized programs out at North Bay. And a lot of programs that some of the folks may not be aware of that's out at the Gulf Franklin campus. There's a lot of connection between some of the course offerings out at Tyndall and the Gulf Franklin campus. And I think a lot of folks haven't realized that all of those centers are back up and running after the hurricane.
Yes.
So that's one of the big things that we want to get out. And in order to do so, we're going to be doing what's called an education outreach from Monday the 9th through Friday the 12th. And the premise behind that, we're going to be over at the Base Exchange. All the schools will be there. Usually what happens after the holidays is students are really excited to do that New Year's resolution and get back into college, but they haven't done a lot of the finer paperwork details that they need. So this outreach is kind of an opportunity to get them thinking about education, getting back into the spring term that begins January 2nd.
Okay, and they need to get, this is something that needs to be straightened out before the 20th of December.
Absolutely. If they are past 20 December and they come in January 2nd, it'll be too late for the active duty to take advantage of tuition assistance offerings.
Okay, well, let's make sure everybody gets out there. And you're going to be available all week then at Base Exchange?
Yep. We will be there from 11 to 1, Monday through Friday at the Base Exchange. And then we're also going to be doing what's called a testing event on Wednesday the 11th from 8 to 2. And that's an opportunity for students to come in and do back-to-back what we call CLEP and Dante's DSST exams. They're welcome to come in, come see us, and we'll help them get on that road to education.
Absolutely excellent. Well, when we get back, we'll chat a little bit more about what veterans might want to take out there. What are they taking? What are the normal stuff they look at after this? After you play us some music.
Yes.
Caleb.
Here are the mix.